month of Ramadan is a great, great opportunity for you all, not only for elders, even for children. And I think some of you can fast, and all of you can fast here? You can fast, okay. So, you know, some of you can fast, some of you cannot fast, okay. But even you cannot fast, just, you know, keep a fast till 12 o'clock, okay. If it's not obligatory on you, try to just fast till 12 o'clock and then continue. I remember my younger brother, Maulana Ali Reza Kazmi, when he was, I think, 4 years old, it was his first fast. Now what happened, what parents should do, because he was 4 years old, you know, very small child, and fast for whole day, before he starts his fasting, you know, 1 or 2 days before the fast, you know, my father, my mother, they all tried to make a good atmosphere for him and told him, if you fast, what will happen? You will get so many sawab, you'll get this. And in the iftar, we'll give you chocolate, we'll give you this. He said, oh, that's very good, I'm going to fast. So the next day, what happened? He was fasting. He was 4 years old, but he didn't eat anything the whole day. He didn't bring anything the whole day. So maybe in the beginning it's difficult for you, okay? But inshallah, if you just keep fasting, just first till 12 o'clock, then 1 o'clock, then 2 o'clock, in the last of Ramadan, inshallah, maybe you fast the whole day. So fasting is very, very lucky. It's an offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. In this month of Ramadan, if you just say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, just recite one verse, Allah will write that you have recited the whole Quran. Just recite one verse. It's very lovely. Reciting whole Quran, I think you need 30 hours at least. But in this month of Ramadan, this is an offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come on. Just you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you will get the sawab of reciting the whole Quran in Ramadan. So similarly, when you fast in Ramadan, okay, some of you, it's obligatory for you. You have to fast. If you don't fast, so you are committing a sin. Okay? You have to fast all 30 days. Unless if you are ill, too ill, you cannot fast. That's another case. But no, you are okay, good, healthy, and not fasting. So that's a great sin. But those small children who are, you know, very new, they are just maybe 10 years or 8 years, I can also try to fast. Test how does fast feel? How do you feel in fasting? Try to do it, inshallah. And do you know fasting increases your immunity power? This is a very lovely point. Very, very lovely point. There was an experiment in one of the European countries and also in the States, United States, America. They were checking two people. One of them who was fasting, the second one who wasn't fasting. So they saw the guy who was fasting, his immunity power was really, really increased. He became very, very powerful. The guy who fasts, the person who fasts, he doesn't get ill very quickly. You know, illnesses try to attack on him, but you know, because of fasting, he's very powerful. His immunity power is too much and he doesn't get ill so quickly. And this is because of fasting. So fasting is very, very lovely. And here, I would like to ask a question from you, brothers and sisters, about fasting. And I'll give a gift to one who will win this game. It's not a game, we'll start the game inshallah later on, but just two questions about fasting. Okay, there are some days in the whole year, there are some days in the whole year in which fasting is haram. Anybody who knows the question, just raise your hand. Okay?
Eid.
Which Eid?
The Eid after fasting.
What's his name?
Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr, good. But it's not only that. And do you remember any other day?
Yes.
No. So it's not complete answer. You? You only know Eid al-Fitr? Anybody else? I want complete answer.
I forgot, I know this.
It's very, very easy. Yeah.
10th of Ashura.
Ashura, yeah.
Ashura, okay, but still not complete. One more day is remaining.
Possible?
No.
It is in when Hazrat Ali was the day that Prophet showed normally Eid al-Ghadir.
No. It's very sawab fasting on Eid al-Ghadir.
Oh.
Okay, anybody? I'll help you. There are only 3 days. There are 3 days in the year in which you cannot fast. It's haram fasting in these days. The sister said, Eid al-Fitr. Okay, the Eid which is going to come at the end of Ramadan, after Ramadan, the first of Shabbat. The Buddha said about Ashura. In Ashura also, some say it is makruh, some say it is haram. But yes, the second day. The third day, anybody who will reply, I'll give him the gift. Come on, brother.
Is it the birthday of Nabi Muhammad?
No, again, it has big sawab on the birthday of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third day is also an Eid.
On Eid of Sha'ban?
No. It's great sawab on Eid of Sha'ban, 15th of Sha'ban.
Yeah, 15th
of Sha'ban. Do you have an answer?
Eid al-Qurban, Eid al-Adha. Good. So please give this gift to your sister.
One big salawat.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay? So there were 3 days. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and Ashura. These are the 3 days in which fasting is haram. So it's very important, you should know about it. You keep saying the days in which it's great, sabab, Ghadir and Shaban.
When we were in Pakistan, our teacher said it is 2 days, in Ashura and Eid al-Fitr. He didn't
and
say
Eid al-Adha. Yeah. So there are 3 days.
About 2 days.
It's very important to know.
2 days.
Good. You have good information, mashallah. You have to have more information. Okay? So I think this program is enough. And start the game or after a break?
I think we're also going to talk a little bit about, like, if there's anything you can give some fiqh or jurisprudence questions about about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when fasting becomes obligatory in you, what do you do to break your fast? What can you do during the day that might break your fast and things like that?
Okay, let me ask brothers and sisters. Okay, there are some things which break your fast. Okay? Anybody know what are those things? There are many things, just step by step, everybody say one thing. You first.
Smelling perfume.
It's makruh, it's not haram. It doesn't break your fast, it's just makruh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes?
Swimming,
yeah, this is a very lovely point. In swimming, if you don't put your head under the water, then it's okay. But if you just, dive in the water and jump and, like swimming. So swimming is also, but unless you don't put your head in the water, okay? You?
Eating.
The main thing, eating, good. And you?
Looking at bad things.
Looking at bad things is very bad sin, but it doesn't break your fast. Yeah, it's very bad, but it doesn't break your fast. Yes? Drinking water again, the
yes.
Second point. Eating, drinking water, that's good. And you?
Drinking juice.
eating food.
Okay, good, very good. Mm-hmm. Very good, and you?
Vomiting.
Yeah, vomiting, that's okay. In vomiting, there's a point. Yep. Let me tell you the point in vomiting. In vomiting, what happens? if you know, so something happened to you and you were vomiting, you didn't mean to vomit, so that's not a problem. But you purposely do something, just put your finger in your mouth and try to vomit. So that's the point, which is haram, which is spoiled your fast. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, when you promise the name of Prophet or God, it is lie.
Another point, lovely point. If you say something, lie about Prophet and God, and Imam alayhi salam, which they haven't said, and you say, yes, Imam Ali said this. Okay? For example, you've done something wrong, just to hide your bad action, you say, you know, Imam Ali said this, Prophet said this, Allah said this. So this is also very, very big sin. It is haram. You have good knowledge about fasting, alhamdulillah. Okay, for example, you were fasting at 2 o'clock, you felt very hungry, and you broke your fast. Now, what is the kafara for this?
60 days.
60 days what?
Fasting or...
No, give it to poor people.
Yeah,
give
30 you. Days.
Give.
30 days.
Is it 14?
2 months. 14?
2 months. I'm fasting and a whole year.
A whole year.
30.
Nice.
30 days.
It's 30.
It's
2 months. Good boy, good boy. It's 2 months.
60 days. That's what it
is. It's 60 days. It is 60 days. What this brother said and what this little brother said. It's 60 days. If you break your fast purposely, you have to fast for 60 days. So why you just break your one fast to fast 60 more? Or you have to feed 60 poor people, okay? Or you have to free a slave, because in that time they used to be slaves, so you should buy a slave, and you have to free him. Okay, let me ask you some other question. So this is kafara of breaking a fast. Okay, which people are allowed to leave fasting? Just raise your hand and talk.
Sick people.
Sick people who are ill. Which fasting, those people fasting is dangerous for them, sick and ill people, the second point.
Old people, that they are very old.
Old people who are very old, who cannot fast, okay.
Small people.
Small people, okay, that's good. Are you?
I was going to say all of them.
Oh, you were going to say all of them, good. I said, you know, you, mashallah, have good knowledge about fasting, mashallah, that's very good. So old people. Very, very small people, boys before 14, girls before 9, okay? And what?
And mother who has a baby inside the...
Yes, the mother who is pregnant, in the last stages, for example, 8 month or 9th month, if she feels that it will harm her child, so she's also allowed to not fast, but she has to fast later on, same old person, he can fast later on if he was healthy. And the sick person, he have to fast later on if he was healed, inshallah. So these were three. And the little boy, he don't have to fast unless he's 14 or 9. Okay? And you?
People who travel.
People who travel. That's very good. But there's another point in this. People who travel. For example, now, me, I'm unfortunately here for 9 days, so I cannot fast. Okay? But if I'm here for 10 nights or 11 nights, then I'm a traveler, but I have to fast. When you are 10 days in a country, in a city, or more than 10 days, then you have to fast. But if you are less than 10 days, then you are allowed to just leave the fast and fast it later. But there's another point. For example, now I'm not fasting because I'm just 9 days here. But what I'm doing, I'm getting up for sari with my friend, and I'm doing iftar. And I'm not eating anything in between, not drinking anything. Because this month of Ramadan, in respect of Ramadan, so I'm not eating or drinking anything. Oh, you are allowed to eat or drink anything, but it's better, you know, just to respect Ramadan if you are not too busy in your work and your job and don't eat and don't drink anything. Or at least if you are eating or drinking something, don't eat it in front of the guy who's fasting, okay? Drink it some other place, because when you drink water, he will also feel thirsty or I'm going to drink water. So it's not good. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala... I'm sorry.